This is The Burt Show.
If you've never heard Second Date Update, here's how the whole thing works. Girl generally goes out with guy. They have a great first date. She just can't figure out why dude's not calling for the second date.
All right, Amanda went out on a date last week with, what was dude's name again?
Abe.
Amanda hangs out with Abe. They work together, but in different offices.
Mm-hmm.
They had a great time. He took her out for some Chinese food. They go down to the Highlands. They have some drinks there. They spend 6 hours with each other.
Long time.
A little kissy-kissy, a little make-out.
A little blah, 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 blah. Some of that.
Maybe not as rhythmic.
It's doing hand motions.
Something like that.
And he tells her at the end of the date, it was...
We'll have to do this again
we'll
sometime.
We'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Now, you call him a couple of times during the week, no call back.
Right.
So you're wondering why there's been no second date, and we're about to call Abe and find out exactly why.
He was actually listening this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Let's get old Abe on.
Abe.
Hey, Abe.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad.
All right, Abe.
I hope you're ready to be honest, Abe.
Cannot tell a lie, you know.
Sorry, Abe.
All right, Abe, so you heard the whole thing go down. Amanda thinks you just had this great date. She's on the phone with us right now. You want to say hey, Amanda?
Oh. Hi, Abe.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
Well, good. Nice to hear from you right now.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah. I'm sensing that. So she thought that you guys had this great date, you know? And she just can't wait to go out on the second one with you. It's just date, not marriage. And she's just kind of wondering why there's been no second date.
Well, I mean, you know, I was listening to the whole thing. That's why I figured I'd give a call in, you know, just mm-hmm. to talk to you guys about it. I mean, sure, we had a great time and everything. We went out, had some Chinese food and stuff. We had a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
We spent about, I would say about 5 or 6 hours together.
Yeah,
you know,
so. That's what she said. She said it was great 6 hours.
Yeah, yeah. It was really good. It was a lot of fun.
You know what, Abe? We've heard all this. Just start your story at the word but.
All right.
But.
Cut to the chase, in other words.
Right.
All right, well, in a nutshell, it just turned out to be one of those situations where, I mean, I had a great time with Amanda, but I had another date the other night. We went out last Friday, Amanda and I, but I also went out with someone named Carolyn on Saturday night.
Was this somebody from the office also?
As a matter of fact, Carolyn does work at the office.
All right, Amanda, I think she mentioned that. She knew about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you're saying that Amanda said it was...
This past
weekend,
Friday.
You went out with Amanda on Friday night, then the immediate following night went out with this other girl.
That's right.
And what's her name?
Carolyn.
Okay, because we need to put flow charts together. So.
Right.
There's no foul here yet.
No.
You're a single guy.
So
you
what
had back-to-back dates. That's okay.
What happened with Carolyn?
Well, I actually had a great time with Carolyn, and I really enjoyed the time that I had with her. And I was thinking about asking Carolyn out for another date.
So what is the problem with... going out with Amanda on a second date if...
All right, guys. Here's the deal.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Now we get to the deal.
Now we're digging in.
The thing about Carolyn is that Carolyn used to work for Amanda. Okay.
Okay.
And Carolyn no longer works there at the office.
All right.
And one of the reasons why she no longer works there is because of Amanda.
Ooh.
Simply put, I had a better time. I had a better time going out with Carolyn the next night than I did going out with Amanda the night before. And
if Carolyn finds out you're going out with Amanda, then Carolyn will bail.
Right. And the other thing, if you really want to know the truth about it, Amanda got kind of psycho about things. If you really want to know the truth.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, situations like, hounding people at work and stuff and reading other people's emails and things like that. I don't know how she gets access to this stuff, but nonetheless, she gets the access, so she reads other people's email and stuff. And I don't know if I'm really down to go for that kind of stuff.
Now, that's the stuff that Carolyn was telling you, though, right?
That's the stuff. Well, that's the stuff. Let's put it that way. Let's put it like this. I was told by somebody who knows the story that these are the things that Amanda does.
Amanda, you know anything about that?
I don't know what he's talking about as far as that goes. if he's talking about hounding someone at work because they're taking things out of other people's desks and letting them go, like I had to let Carolyn go because she thought she could take things home from other people's desks, then
I don't know anything about that kind of stuff. All I know is what I was told about the situation. I don't know anything about stealing things from other people's desks and stuff like that.
And this is why you don't dip your pen in the company ink.
So Amanda, you had to let Carolyn go because she was stealing from other people.
Yeah, I had to let Carolyn go.
And Carolyn is telling you, Abe, that Amanda's kind of psycho because she's reading other people's emails and all of that.
Well, that's the word that I got.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And you enjoyed Carolyn better than Amanda, therefore you made the decision simply based on the quality of the date.
To put it bluntly, it was the quality of the date. It wasn't any of that psycho talk or anything like that. I just had a better time Saturday night than I did Friday night.
Yeah, well, Ted in Human Resources said you're a nutbag, too. Well,
I don't know anything about that, but I tell you what, though. I'm Ted's boss, so...
I can't...
Ted wasn't saying too much about me anymore, really.
I can't wait to be at the next big corporate meeting.
Well, no, she's gone now. She's fired.
Oh, just with between Amanda and Abe will be fun, too.
That would be... We'll bring a video camera on that
one.
Right, Amanda, is any of this making any sense to you now?
Yeah, it's all starting to come together. And Abe, you know... But, you know, if you want to make this choice, that's up to you. But, you know, I'm going to tell you, if you're comfortable with going out with a girl and trusting a girl who steals things out of other people's desks, you know, then I guess go ahead. Just wait for her to steal something from you.
Well,
and
like I said, I really
if you're comfortable
don't know too much about
with
all that stealing
sleeping
things.
With going with a girl who sleeps with two different guys from our company in the same night.
Sorry, I don't know anything about that either.
Yeah, of course
yes,
you wouldn't.
You do now.
Well, have fun at the Christmas party this year.
Okay, and don't forget to have your meow mix this morning, okay, ma'am? Thanks.
I think we'll bail at this point.
No, it's getting good.
All right, you guys.
Let's bring in Lou from programming.
Right, Abe,
wouldn't that be fun?
Abe, we're going to let you go, okay?
All right, great.
Hey, thanks
right.
for coming on with us, Abe.
See you.
Take care.
All right, Amanda, at least you got some closure on the deal, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Just the two of you just didn't get along real well, you and Carolyn, huh?
No, we really didn't.
No. Okay.
You know, I think the real fun would be if we called Carolyn.
You just want to let it go, Amanda?
I think he's the kind of guy I'm just going to let him go.
All right.
How often do you see him around the office? Like, when's the next time you and he will have to be in the same room?
Oh, gosh, I'm dreading that. I guess it'll be, we see each other like twice a month at least.
Oh, that is going to be so awkward.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be so awkward. All right, well, at least you got your closure, you know?
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Okay, see you, Amanda.
All right, bye.
This is The Burt Show.